Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin.
Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning to you. Boy, it is chilly almost out
there.
But it feels nice.
Perfect.
61 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. I'm going to nail this.
What?
Winds 8 to 10 miles an hour coming from the north.
According to my information this morning, they are from the north. At 7.
Oh!
It's still 3,
that's,
right?
It's within 3 degrees or whatever Cameron
miles
says.
Miles per hour, yep.
Yeah, 3 miles per hour.
Happy Pioneer Day.
What?
I'd like to be a pioneer. I would have loved that, to be a pioneer. What? Wouldn't you? There's something I love to... You know, I always have weird things. I have this weird thing when I can't sleep, but I had it last... I was up till 3:30 last night.
Well, it is... In full disclosure that we were talking before the show.
Yeah,
you did
we took
sleep.
A power nap. We came back
Oh,
from,
my God, that... We were at EAA yesterday. We'll be at EAA tomorrow. But we have to get up at, 2:33, and that's different than 4:30.
So I slept too long.
Yeah.
And then could not sleep last night no matter what. No matter what. But what I'm saying is, when I can't sleep, I always imagine I'm in, different weird places. I'd always love to sleep in, a covered wagon. I just always had that. I'm not even kidding about that. I've always wanted to sleep in a covered wagon. I was looking at another one. Huh? Just with myself. And another one, I've always watched these videos, and I've told you about this, about guys building these little huts in the wilderness and staying in them.
Right.
And I watched this one, and this is something I've thought of, too, that would be really cool. He's building it into a ledge, like a rock stone ledge. So it's completely protected by all the elements. I think that would be fantastic.
On a ledge.
It's like a cave on a ledge. Yeah.
Remember that guy we had in here one time who was camping on the ledge?
No.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Okay.
He was in the paper. Remember that guy?
I don't. Todd, do you?
No.
Okay, he did. He fell.
Must have been from before.
No, he fell 100 feet, broke his back, because he's on the ledge. That's not a good idea to camp.
Well,
on
I'd
a
be
ledge.
Further in.
Oh, all right.
I'd be further in.
Yeah.
I dig it deeper. So that's one of the places
I'd
always
want to go to the bathroom, your little...
Just go right over the side?
That's what I'm afraid of. You go over the side.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's also National Tequila Day.
Yeah.
I'm a fan, but it's not something I would order. It's one of those things where somebody says, hey, let's do a tequila shot, and you do a tequila shot.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's...
Okay, what movie is this? Hey, they're Bar Cape. We'd all like a beer. We have no beer. We only have tequila. What's tequila? It's kind of like beer. And then we give it to the little shot. Oh, must be watered down. Three amigos in the bar.
Oh,
remember?
No. But anyway, yes.
All right. I love Patron tequila. You ever have Patron?
I don't like the taste of tequila, but
Patron is good. It's really expensive.
Yeah, but there's no burn or anything.
No burn.
Right?
It's smooth. Yeah, you can drink it, just chill it, just drink it, sip it. You can. But it's too expensive for me. It's like $80 a bottle.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Wow.
So, no, I haven't.
And it's called Patron?
Patron, which, of course, my dad's nickname was Patron. That means head of the house. Patron, the boss. Patron. Never had Patron.
Di Gestapo.
No. Okay. Tell an old joke day.
I was looking that up. This morning, the oldest joke, and I was gonna, they're not funny. So
I know, isn't that true? No written jokes are really funny.
No,
written jokes really make you laugh.
No, we'll find something, but
right.
I gotta find an old joke. It said the 10 oldest jokes, and they weren't funny.
I know,
so
I know.
I'll find something.
Okay, thank you. A drive through day,
ooh, really,
yeah.
Okay, I might have to honor that.
I'll bet you will. Did you ever work a drive-thru?
No. No, I was a waiter, but no, I never did drive-thru, no. That, that would be interesting, and I've talked to people who have worked drive-thrus.
Some interesting stories, I'll bet, huh?
Especially at, midnight, one in the morning, they can't even say it, and yet they order it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got trapped one time. I was in college, and guy. It was that, what was the, Jack in the Box. Remember? Did you have
Jack?
Yeah. This was
Arizona, totally.
But they have Jack in the Box. That was the go-to place at bar time?
White Castle, Jack in the Box.
Never had White. I've never been to a White Castle.
Oh.
But there's the guy in front of me, about 400 pounds, sleeping before he got to the thing. Then there's a guy behind me who was like a jerk. And I was literally trapped right in the middle. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? So I finally got out of my car, told the guy behind me. I said, hey, buddy, I'll leave, but just back up. Yeah. But I've seen that before, guys falling asleep in drive-thrus. Did you ever do this? Would you ever do something really juvenile as an adult when you got your kids to like impress your kids? When you're ordering, you use like an entirely different voice. You ever do that?
The English accent.
Yeah. You ever do that?
Maybe.
Is that a very immature thing to do?
They don't know. I went through
hey, man, how you doing? And then you talk normal when you get there. You ever done that? Like, I was trying to sound like Cheech and Chong. Hey, man, what you got for sale?
No, I guess.
You never did that.
No, I'm not.
A lot of people have. It's also national. Yes. Amelia Earhart Day.
Oh, yes. Birthday or day she was missing or what?
Every couple of years, somebody comes up with a new shirt. We found it.
We found her. Yep. Or her. She didn't that one lady claim she was Amelia Earhart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lady in the UP who for her entire life, and people used to do articles on her, she swore that she was Anastasia from the Russian Tsar that once survived. She lived in Escanaba, I think it was.
Boy, those people are sick.
Isn't that weird how people are just...
Well, remember that
bizarre?
Yeah, there's, you know, not to go down, but that crazy guy that... Remember that little girl that was killed in Denver? And that guy claimed
JonBenet? He did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they flew him back from, like, Japan.
First class. Yeah.
He's eating, like, drinking shrimp cocktails.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like just a nut job.
I know.
But, yeah.
I still have my theory on that one, by the way. I've got my theory on that one.
It's just a weird
deal. I've got a theory.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Birthdays.
People who, I just want to say that. People who claim to be someone, I mean, they just, people just so, are so hungry for that 10 minutes
Can
of
I
fame,
tell you
right?
about one of the JonBenet things? I use a different voice even when my kids aren't in the car.
Ooh, now he claims he's somebody else too. We're just talking about people like you. Wow.
Yeah. You know what my biggest red flag is in that whole JonBenet thing?
I don't think her name's Joan.
JonBenet Ramsey? JonBenet.
Yep.
Here's mine. The biggest red flag. The mom was I can never pronounce this word. I read it and I know what they mean. Facetious? Not facetious. Fashion, like really careful how she dressed and groomed and those things. Very particular with how she looked. Okay?
Well, that's not.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
They went to a Christmas party that night.
That night.
Had to get up early the next day to catch a flight. Okay?
I didn't follow it that close.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
They go to bed, obviously. They say the alarm didn't go off when it was supposed to, so they're okay. When the cops arrived, after they found her missing and everything, she was wearing the exact same clothes and jewelry that she wore to the Christmas party the night before.
Okay.
Meaning she never went to bed. You see what I mean? That's my theory.
Well, she passed out because she drank too much.
But still, would you wear the same clothes if you were going on a flight to whatever? You know you would put something else on.
Especially if someone like that. But, I mean,
That's just my theory. That's a red flag. It's all I'm saying. There's something weird there.
That whole thing was too weird.
And then they washed the countertops.
Yeah.
Then they took out, like, shut or something like that. Clean all the countertops and everything.
And the cops really kind of dropped the ball, didn't
they? Yeah. 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 Oh, I'm fascinated by that whole thing.
So weird that he said he did.
Yeah.
And you think, well, then put the cuffs on him. But instead, they give him his first-class ticket.
I still remember that, sitting in first-class eating shrimp cocktail. I still remember
probably
that.
Probably on our tax dollars,
too.
Yeah,
oh, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever.
Birthdays, Jennifer Lopez, 55. Barry Bonds is 60. Boy, talk about a guy that was on his way to a Hall of Fame career and just got greedy.
Yeah.
He just got greedy. Yeah. And I'll tell you who I blame a bunch, though, is our boy Bud Selig, when he was commissioner, and he turned a blind eye to these guys that were going from 190 pounds to 250 pounds in a year and going from hitting 20 home runs to hitting 50 home runs and he just kind of turned a blind eye to it. That's a big black mark, I think, against Bud Selig. I really do.
He knew that he didn't stand up
to the union.
Yeah.
Because the union was anti-getting testing and everything like that. Bud should have said, okay, then we're just not going to play baseball. Let's just shut it down, owners. We got to, for the good of the game, the national pastime, we need to do something. And he didn't. And all these records now are tainted. These guys aren't getting into the Hall of Fame. It was crazy. And everybody, Bud was just like, oh, no, these guys are just eating better. So, Carl Malone, the mailman, 61. Pam Tillis is 67. Is that Mel Tillis' daughter, Pam Tillis?
Yes.
I saw him.
Pam? I mean,
but he was here. Mel Tillis was here in Green Bay. Yeah, he was great. Isn't that amazing that that guy stutters and he,
terribly? I mean,
and he sings just
beautifully.
Yeah.
Remember his song? When I was living in Tucson, this song was big. No one wants to go to Tucson in the summer, but this time the boss chose me.
Okay, I've seen his show 16 times. Yeah. I've never heard that song.
You never heard that song?
not like that.
That's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because he had a little bit of Charles Corral thing working. I love going to Montana. I have a beautiful cabin by a trout stream.
That's my favorite place. Right.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, 73. Michael Richards, wow, 75. His career done, Todd, has been done.
He's kind of coming back a little bit.
Is
now.
He?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Robert Hayes, 77. Is that the Robert Hayes from Airplane?
Yes,
or
sir.
From? Okay.
Airplane? Yeah.
Okay. Still one of the great movies.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about here we're at EAA, and we're talking about great flight
these
movies.
These are all airplane
lines.
The people that are, these people are serious.
Real serious.
They're engineers and those people that we had from Sling and just different pilots and warplanes. And Johnny and I are up there. Did you guys see Airplane?
Did you see Airplane? the Japanese guy got so fed up, he like stabbed himself because he couldn't deal with it anymore. And then, what do you make of this? I can make a pterodactyl.
They're in talking about the evolution of aeronautics. And we're like, and then that lady that, who is to be on Leave It to Beaver?
Remember her? They asked that little girl how she liked her coffee.
They're like,
same way I like my men.
They're like,
all right. Hey, we got a big show. We're going to be talking about something very, very near and dear to my heart. High school officiating.
Yeah.
Trying to get officials. There are games that are canceled because they can't get officials these days. Ben and Dan and Malcor, always fun. Nina Soprano. I can never pronounce her name.
Soprano.
And I love her. She's one of my favorite people in the world from NBC 26. Stephanie Hummel, City of Green Bay Plenty. And Cody Krapline. Talking about a big veterans event. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a little bit of a blustery Wednesday morning. It's blustery.
It's not
blustery. It's blustery. If you haven't been outside yet, folks, it's blustery.
Blustery is like, that's a winter term. That's not blustery in the summer in July.
It just means windy and chilly. That's what blustery means.
It's not.
You don't have to have snow. You can be blustery in July.
Blustery, though, I wouldn't use the word blustery till it got like under probably 40.
No, you can have
50, maybe 50.
No, you can have
not at 80. You don't use blustery. At
you
80.
Can wait. Okay. Weathermen can use the term blustery and be completely accurate on an 80 degree day.
I don't think
because it just means that the winds are kind of nasty and
you
they come up out of nowhere.
Cold.
But it brings what I'm saying is it brings the temperatures down then because of that. But it can still be. You can say it can be. And today it's kind of blustery, 82 degrees.
They would be laughed
they would
off.
Be, no,
the
they
set.
Wouldn't. They would not.
Todd.
Todd?
Blustery
can
in
you call,
July.
Who can we call? Well, can, Jordan Lamers?
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
It says blustery weather is rough, windy, and often rainy or snowy.
Okay.
With
okay.
the wind that, often changing in strength or direction.
Exactly.
Right. Well, that's
often,
two things.
It's, it didn't first of say
all,
always.
It's a very, 7 degrees is blustery? That's nothing.
7 to 10. 10 is blustery.
I think that was a... Okay, I'll let you off because it's...
Who's Channel 5's guy, Todd?
Jordan Lamers.
Can you call Jordan?
I can give him a shot.
Yeah, please give Jordan a try.
Would you use the word blustery in July unless you were in the Antarctica?
It would be apropos?
No.
Jim, okay, where's Brittany? Brittany? No, she's in her pop-up. Hello, Acre. Boy, we were thinking about her yesterday driving down to EAA with that. Oh, man, you talk about blustery. It was raining so hard, and you got these little tiny pup tents out in the field.
Under the wings of these man-made airplanes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, that is not for me.
No.
But 600,000 people were loving it.
So, yeah.
Or will love it. That was fun, though. The EAA, and I don't know, you're an Italian. We shouldn't have left so early, but that Italian air show was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you see, and now that you guys showed me video of that, it reminded me, it's like, where have I seen this before? When COVID started in Italy, remember it hit Italy really, really hard, like Naples and some of those cities.
That was St. Norbert had a student group over there, and they pulled them, and he took a lot of heat for that. It's like, these kids are over there studying. And
Italy got decimated, some areas.
Yes.
But anyway, I'd never forget this. They did a video where they put the Italian Air Force, the air show, okay? They put it to music of some famous, like, opera guy singing maybe it was Ave Maria or something as a show of support. Do you remember that? It was amazing.
I think I know the guy you're talking about who sang it, but no, I don't remember that.
I actually have it right here.
Oh.
And yeah, that's basically, Jim, what we saw is exactly what John is talking
about.
Can
you play it with the music, by any chance, Todd?
Yeah, let me see.
Who was that guy? He just did a concert.
Pavarotti?
No, Pavarotti's dead.
Oh.
Okay, this one doesn't have music on it. It's just the actual video.
Anyway, that was cool. So why did they do that?
Just to show us support. And all the Italians went out on their, like, balconies in the cities, and these planes flew by and did this whole thing. Here's this.
Yeah, that's cool. Does that make you hungry for pasta?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool, Todd? Yeah.
And man, I mean, it looks just like the video we were showing in the studio earlier. Exactly.
That's where it's like, where have I seen this before? And that's what it was from.
Nick, that song is just ready to kind of
really cool. There. Yeah, you got to take a look at that later.
All right.
When you get a chance.
But anyway, that was cool. I like those air shows. But man, and now I know it looks a lot closer when you're on the ground, but like the Blue Angels, isn't that like 18, 19 inches or something? And it's unbelievable.
Apart from each other?
Yeah. That speed, and then they flip over. And anyway, but that was very cool. I'm going to go to the air show. They have two a day today, right? I want to go to the night show with that drone.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. The drone show, they said, is just amazing.
I'm going to try and do that.
I'd love to try that sometime.
Maybe tomorrow.
Do you have a drone?
Huh?
Do you have a drone?
No, I don't. No. We.
Does anybody have a drone I can borrow?
I think the city's got some.
I'd like to, when I go to the deer camp next time, I want to just shoot all around there, like, you know, see what it looks like from up above.
Right. Yeah, that's.
You are supposed to have a license for that, but maybe up there.
No.
No. Up there, you're fine.
Listen to Jim.
Don't follow the. Everybody up there is just waiting for old Jed to become a millionaire. So, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's very hillbilly living.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it means.
You don't know that.
That's true. I've never been there. You know what? My
you can make a basis, blanket statement on the UP by saying, like, that's unbelievable.
My basis for that information comes from you.
Comes from me? What do you mean?
The way you talk about there's no electricity, no plumbing.
Why do you say there's no electricity, no plumbing?
Because the last time you went up there.
The water pump broke. Water pumps do wear out.
Okay, then you usually fix it.
Then they got fixed.
You said it was a period of time.
Yes, because I couldn't get the parts. Little thing called supply chain these days. Right. You try finding a part for a water pump.
And then you couldn't. There's something about you have to get a whole bunch of groceries because you can't get out of the.
Well, no, if I stayed there in the winter.
Right.
You'd want to hunker down because it's pretty tough.
Okay.
It's way back in the woods.
And that has nothing to do with the Beverly Hillbillies?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
I mean, we got cable TV.
You do?
We got everything.
You got a big dish up there?
Yep.
Yeah, I bet you do.
We do.
Yeah. So no plumbing, but you got the big dish.
I will
on
say
top.
This. There are certain towns. Well, who was I talking to about this the other day? Somebody from the UP. For some reason, there are certain towns where you just want to say, okay, clean it up. There's some of these little towns, I swear, 75% of the yards you go past will have an abandoned, broken down car, like up on blocks with the hood open in the backyard. And it's, you know what I mean? And it's like, really? You can get that thing running, huh? Oh, yeah. My old 72, Oldsmobile. Get her going.
There
are certain towns that are just like that.
And Okay, there's and I will just tell you, Johnny, just in a sentence, that the government, the city council, they have to put some rules in place. You can't park your car in a front yard in Green Bay. You can't do wrenching on your car. Those are policies, and they're put in place to keep the city looking clean. And they don't have those. I know those cities you're talking about, because sometimes we drive up, you know.
You can't work on your car in your driveway?
In your driveway, but not on the front lawn. You can't have it up on blocks, and you can't leave it there either.
What about the backyard?
Yeah, I don't know about the backyard.
I will say this. When I was in Tucson, I actually had a neighbor call the cops on me. It's my old 1970 Chevy with a smashed-in back panel that I knew I was going to someday get started. It sat there for 2 years next to my carport. And they called the cops on me.
Wow. Yeah, I think, I don't know, your garage doors have to close. What?
So I guess I'm not moving here. too many rules. Too many rules.
I don't know about that.
I didn't know that was a law in Green Bay. You can't work on your car in your yard. I mean, why not in the back? What's the difference between on the driveway or the...
I'm not saying the driveway. I'm saying the front lawn. You can't park on the front lawn. And some of those places you're talking about, they're on the front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple little towns in the UP I know right off the top of my head.
Well, they're in Wisconsin, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
But anyway, this, clean cities.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes.
That's important.
A lot of stuff going on around here, as we mentioned, EAA going on. Why are you doing this to me, Todd?
This is honoring.
Not for you. This is for Jim.
Okay.
For the cars on the front lines.
Yeah.
This is Nugani's new theme song. I love it.
That's terrible. First of all, it's not Nugani.
Right.
Okay. Salon Dion.
Okay. All I'm saying.
Frank Hermes.
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren. Yeah.
Make all the fun you want.
We will.
At least I.
Let's get. We got a lot to talk about today.
At least I have indoor plumbing.
Oh, my gosh. I have no problems with outer houses.
God, John.
I'm just saying.
All right.
We got to start a break. Back after this.
Today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a, I'm going to say it, blustery Wednesday morning. Brewers taking on the Cubbies again today, 12:45, WISS. We possibly have some tickets to give away, don't we, Todd?
We do. Game coming up on Sunday, in fact.
World's Worst Trivia. What do you got there, Mayor, for some of your World's Worst Trivia?
Here you guys. Let's try something different.
Okay. Let's go. We got a great lineup today. Brian Mills and Tim Marquardt coming to talk about high school officiating and the crisis and trying to get enough people to officiate high school sporting events. Bet Indiana, Malcor, Bay Area Realty. They are always fun and informative. Nina Sperano, NBC 26, the neighborhood focus. She's awesome. Half Italian, half Lebanese.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Stephanie Hummel, City of Green Bay Planning. What's Stephanie planning on doing?
They, every, I don't know, 20 years or so, they put together a comprehensive master plan for the city.
Oh.
And they're doing these input sessions.
Okay.
And you... People come from the neighborhoods, business people, and they must have 10 of them lined up. And then you go say, I think we should do this. And, you know, we need a space needle, or we need this on the water, or we need this or that, college downtown, or, you know,
you know what I think they should have right behind us?
Ignores it all.
Okay. Well, you know what I think they should have right behind us? Something that they used to have in Detroit that was really, really popular. Speedboat races on the Detroit River. Have speedboat races on the Fox River.
Yeah, a little tricky because we have a working river here.
Well, shut her down for a day.
Oh, no.
One day?
That's like shutting down a rail.
Like a Sunday?
It's kind of like shutting down a street for nothing. You know?
Well, streets. Good point. Good point. We own the streets. We don't. Waterway is international commerce.
How does Detroit do it?
I don't know. I don't know the river you're talking about.
Detroit River. The Detroit River.
I don't know how they. We'd have to call
it. It's a little thing that separates the United States and Canada. Yeah.
There's a restaurant there I've been to. It was awesome. Expensive, though.
Did you pay, or was it on the, turning your receipts, turning your expenses? Which one was it?
Actually.
Was it by the Rent Center, the Renaissance Center?
No.
No?
All right. No, it was in the water. And anyway, Kwame said, you got to go there. My buddy runs a place. And we went there. And I'm not kidding you, John. I went with Donna and our three kids, and it was, I don't know, $400.
Wow, that is expensive.
Yeah.
I will say that's expensive.
Ooh.
And I said,
wow, wow.
And, you know, I think Laura was probably eight. You know, she eats like a bird. I'm like, and it was a buffet, but it was unbelievable, you know, lobster and just, you just couldn't. And I had no idea that it was $100 per adult or $150 per adult and then $75 per kid or something. Whatever. So I said to the guy, I just could be honest with you. I wasn't expecting it to be this much. I said, you know, Kwame sent me here. Oh, you know, Kwame, I goes, okay, I'll take care of it.
Was that the mayor?
What?
Kwame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'll take care of it?
That's what the guy said. And I wasn't asking
for
that. How
Detroit operates. Yeah.
I wasn't asking for that. I'm not kidding you, John.
You wonder why the city was broke.
I thought the guy was going to say, look, you know, your kids, they didn't eat anything. The guy goes, and I was like, wow. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I was not expecting. I just said to him, wow, you know, Kwame sent me here. You know, Kwame, yeah. So I went to the game with him yesterday because it was the Packers played the Lions. And the guy just looked at it and looked at it, he goes, I got it.
Sure, awesome? You would have done the same in Green Bay at the Golden Basket.
But I was very grateful for that.
Okay,
because anyway,
good for
okay.
You. So, but hey, you know, didn't Dom? Remember we're talking with Dom? He took his mom for Mother's Day to Kohler. Didn't that end up being around $300? Yeah,
that right? I mean, this was 15 years, 12 years ago. But you know, going out to eat's expensive.
Oh, man.
It just is.
I'll tell you what, having my granddaughters this past week on the road and you're stopping, it's like,
wow.
Yeah.
I know.
There's no such thing as kids' meals anymore, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like cheaper under the age of so
and
so?
No, and food's expensive too.
Man, like, was it expensive.
But
a little cafe in Stevenson, Michigan, nice little Pinewood cafe type thing, you know, the whole thing. And $72, I think, for lunch.
Yikes.
Two adults and three kids. And it's like, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I work at the new community shelter and we serve dinner every night at 5 p.m. And you've been there. Todd's been there. You know, 365 days a year, you know, rain, sleet, snow, Christmas, New Year's.
Blustery.
When it's blustery in the winter months, at 5 o'clock. And we have residents who live there, and then we also open it up to the community. And our increase in the community is, like, I think two nights ago we served 191 people. And it's only 60, 70 from our residents. So I think people, think about if you didn't have to pay for dinner every night. It's hundreds of dollars a month.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, and anyway, I think one of the reasons we're getting so many people, they're not really homeless, the community that comes in, but they're on extremely tight budgets. And one way to save it is to have someone else buy your
food. I will
say this.
And I
think it's great. And they're very grateful. And we're grateful they're there.
I will say this. Wedding receptions back in the day in my hometown.
Oh, man.
They would, the mom and dad would be invited. And they would, for the dinner part, they'd have like four kids with them to eat for free and then send them home. Oh, there are numerous times that would happen.
That is.
You ever crash?
Go ahead. Start the music again for Jed Clampett. That, are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Two people would be invited to the wedding. They'd bring the kids so the kids could eat for free. Yes. That's called a homeless shelter.
Call it whatever you like. I'm just being honest.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you ever crash a wedding of reception that you weren't invited to and you went there to drink free beer?
I've crashed wedding when we were trying to find a band.
You know,
and I would go and but they were okay with that. No, I didn't drink free beer. I wouldn't do that. Don't tell me you did that. You did that. Okay. Wow.
Well, if I kind of sort of knew the person, I knew a guy. This is not like there are people. I know a guy. In fact, I'm never going to say who it is because he's a relative. But they had a box that they would wrap, and they'd have like something heavy in it, like, and they would walk in with the wrap box.
Oh my god!
Is it true? That's the honest to god truth.
Okay, there you go. Totally get that music queued up, John. I couldn't even tell. Oh god, okay.
They kept the box in their trunk.
Right. Yeah. I can just see the piece of straw to their mouth. Okay, let's go, kids. Wow.
My friends or family members, whatever they may be in this case, can't say they're the only ones to do it.
They're the only ones I know of that would do it.
All
that's
right.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got tickets to give away for the Brewers. Hey, that's a noon game, too. Like I told you, I went this year to a noon game. It was great. Okay. So today is tell an old joke day. This joke.
Did you ever go to a swingers party?
Joke into John. Okay. This.
It's a new contest called.
I think I told this story. And the guy who was with me is probably listening because he was a cop. And we're in Mexico on one of our trips, radio station trips. Mm-hmm. And we were walking on the beach and it said, swingers social, 2 o'clock patio. So we're like, I wonder what that's really like.
2 o'clock a.m.?
No, in the afternoon. Okay. Well. So it's like, I just walk through. Is that this resort? Yeah. So we do. What we hadn't realized is that a branch was hanging down and said, seniors, swingers. we get hit on walking through that corridor.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Some guy over in the corner selling Viagra. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, all right. If my buddy's listening who is on that trip with me, text me. So anyway, we'll go ahead.
All right. All right. We're going to give away these tickets. How many? Two?
So I've got 6 tickets and we've only got a few minutes. So I'm thinking we could do a group giveaway if you want to choose like the best old joke.
I kind of liked it the way we did it the other day, Todd. We're 2 for sure. And the most 4. So then we'd at least have 2 winners for sure.
Yeah. We could do that.
Okay, yeah. This is from 429 BC.
Okay.
Is this a joke?
It's kind of a riddle. Oh. And if whoever guesses it,
once
they
again,
get texted
world's
in.
Worst contest.
So you download the Civic Media app and just hit the text button and text in your answer to this riddle. This is 429 before Christ.
Okay.
That's old, Johnny. Okay, here's the question.
Okay, let me ask you something.
What animal?
No, I got to ask you a question first, Mr. Theologist.
When Christ was
5 years old, what was it called?
What do you mean?
When he was like 5, did they say, well, now the year
no,
is...
No, that got all recalculated after his death. No, that's not.
All right.
Your son would know that. Ask him. Okay, what animal walks on 4 feet in the morning? Now, this is 429 BC, mind you. 2 at noon and 3 in the evening. What? You want me to repeat that,
yeah,
John?
Yeah.
You looked a little dazed. Okay. What animal walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 at noon, and 3 at evening? This is 429 BC. So
they had riddles in 429 BC.
Yeah. This one made the top 10.
Okay. That's the question out there.
Yeah. What? Walks on 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs at noon, and 3 legs in the evening.
Yes. That would be
close. It's an animal.
Well, yes.
It's a living species.
That's a living species. Let's just say that. It's a living species. That's what we'll say. A living species.
Okay, I've got a text.
Oh, what does it say?
Man.
That's correct. Right.
Wow. Yes. How does that work?
He goes on all 4s as a baby, which would be the morning. 2 feet as a man, which is through life, and uses a cane in an old age would be the
Okay.
That's the riddle.
Got it.
429 BC.
Yeah, those guys were sharp.
Make sure and get that name so we can get them tickets.
Who won that? That's
Nob,
actually...
you want the tickets? My man Nob.
Wow.
Nobby. Let us know, Nobby. Yeah.
We'll see what he wants. I'll find something better.
You have another one?
I get some of these are, some of these are a little.
You kind of threw me off when you said animal.
Well, that's why.
Man's not an animal.
Well, it says animal in the joke.
All right, okay.
So this is, again, 429 BC.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you could go back to 429 BC right now.
Well, you're close in Nagani.
All right.
Okay. No, some of these aren't as clean. All right. We'll, we're 429 BC. These guys were in the gutter a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they got it on.
All right. Well, what
is that when Caligula was doing his thing? When was that? Caligula. Is that his name?
Caligula?
Yeah. Is that about that time?
What are you talking about?
Caligula, the Roman Empire?
Caligula.
The Emperor?
Caligula.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, John, I don't know.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst trivia contest. Ever hosted by a radio station in the history of radio from the days of Tesla and Marconi, they always thought to themselves, what a wonderful, wonderful forum we're getting to spread information, entertainment, enlighten people, make them laugh, or make them turn off their radios. That's where we're at right now.
No, we're going to find...
We got a great joke. You want to
try
with this one?
Yeah.
This is from William in Green Bay.
Okay.
William in Green Bay. How does the hamburger introduce his girlfriend? How does the hamburger introduce his girlfriend?
Jim? This is Patty?
Close.
Oh, yeah, that, okay. That's kind of funny.
Meat Patty.
Meat Patty.
Meat Patty.
Yo,
all right.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, nice job, William.
Give me one for that.
There you go.
Boy, William, give me one for that. You know, any more there, Jim? Any more of these really good ones? Just
well, everybody, no, that's
no?
Gonna,
okay.
Okay. Do you know who bought McDonald's?
Ray Kroc?
Yeah.
it was a pretty good movie.
That's a riddle?
No, it's not.
Todd, 10 minutes ago. I got stuff. I got stuff.
But then all of a sudden you're here.
I'm like, I'll go get my Jeopardy. No. I got stuff. I got this.
Okay. A 20th century leader, affectionately known as Madiba.
20th century leader, known as Madiba?
Affectionately.
Madiba.
M-A-D-I-B-A. Madiba.
Madiba.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay. I heard Madiba.
All right.
A 20th century leader. Okay, so you would know. Do you know, Johnny?
Mussolini?
No.
Okay.
So you want a multiple guess?
Yeah.
All right. Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
John Kennedy. Charles de Gaulle.
I'm going with Mandela.
Todd?
No idea.
Johnny's right. You want to go to the game? No. All right. When we come back after our break, I will have.
No, you won't.
I'll work on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't think you
I'll
will.
I'll work on this.
Yeah, you say coffee. You will, but I don't think it's really going to happen. I just don't. We got Brewer tickets to give away.
When we come back, you know, guys, get your trivia hats on.
No, let's reverse it. Whoever comes up with the best trivia question that we can use, they win. How's that, Todd?
Yeah, okay.
Deal. Put this one aside. Actually get better in a little while, folks.
I've been demoted.
If you have stayed here this long, just stay a little longer, I promise. Back after this.
I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland.
Paul Simon's still doing his thing, Todd?
He certainly is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never liked Garfunkel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I always thought Paul Simon was kind of okay.
Paul's the best.
Yeah.
Garfunkel was a little weird.
Yeah, right?
He was here.
Oh, was he at the Carlton?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he stayed at the Embassy Suites. He would just stand in front of his window nude.
No!
Yeah. No, come on.
You can't throw an accusation like that.
The cop told me. He goes, that guy's weird. Keep an eye on him. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. That was a long time ago. 20 years. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Probably should. Yeah.
Well, get the tape on that one.
Yeah, let's rewind that one.
Maybe he forgot to close the curtains and he was getting out of the shower.
Oh,
getting dressed.
Okay.
You know
maybe
what I mean?
That's right.
Sure. Somebody that, but, yeah.
I was in a hotel one time on the road and... I came out of the shower, walked, and there was a guy in my window. They were washing the windows up on those. The job that I would never have that job. If your family's going to starve or you're going to be up 14 stories washing windows. So, well, I couldn't. But that was when somebody's standing outside your window 14 stories up.
Yeah, that would
washing
be
your windows.
Weird.
Yes.
When you walked out of the shower.
Yes.
Did he maintain his composure?
No, he fell to his death. where was Frank Lloyd Wright born in Wisconsin? I know it was down by Madison-ish,
yeah, that's
right?
That, where's
Baraboo?
No. What's that area called where he
Kittle Moraine?
No.
Not Taliesin.
Yes.
No.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, that's what they named it. I would say.
But that's not where he was born. That's he built there. He built a house there.
Antigo.
No, it's not from Antigo.
We actually have stations in this city.
Wausau.
Point.
Nope.
Oh. Because I think he was related to Duke Wright.
Platteville.
Our old owner, our old boss, Todd.
Yes, that's correct.
And he was from like Antigo Wausau area.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
Was Platteville correct?
No.
Oh.
It's a two-word answer.
New London.
Nope.
Nugani.
New Lisbon.
Nugani.
Nugani.
Oh, no, that was Jed Clampett. Sorry. Can't have two famous people out of there.
I don't know. You got me.
I don't know either.
Richland Center.
Richland
Center. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have a thing there.
Yeah.
I went turkey hunting there one time. Mm-hmm. Went turkey hunting there with Brian Noble and Tony Bennett, the football player.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Really great time.
Turkey hunting.
Yes.
Isn't that like difficult hunting? Like you have to get the calls and all that.
Yeah. And you can't move. They will see the slightest movement anywhere, anytime, and they'll take off. So you got to be amazingly camouflaged. That's the big thing. Yeah.
We used to go duck hunting, but that was pretty chill. We just sit in those duck blinds and drink and talk. I mean, we didn't have to be real super quiet.
You didn't drink while you were carrying shotguns, I hope.
No, of course not.
Because we never, coffee. I swear to God, we didn't do that.
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. It was early in the morning, too.
I can't picture you as a duck hunter.
Yeah.
I can't picture you as a duck hunter.
That's,
Yeah. What do you got there? Kind of a secret note. Cookies from Carla because she loves Mino and the mayor.
Just want to say thanks to her for dropping
thank
those.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla. Yeah. Those are awesome cookies, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
We were eating them and didn't see the note. Todd just brought it in. You guys, why don't you say
didn't
something
have time
about
to read
that?
The note, Carla. Thank you very much. Very nice of you.
Yes.
Very, very nice of you.
Just what Johnny needs. Anyway, so Richland Center.
Why did you say that? Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
We don't need. Okay, I'll say, John, cookies, $5.50.
Todd, who'd you say was more obese, me or him?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
What?
Not even close.
You?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
You don't think you're heavier than me?
I know I'm not heavier than
you. Well, height to weight ratio, though?
Oh, pounds per inch?
Yes. Pounds per square inch, PSI.
Which is how we measure that.
Too bad there wasn't like you do that, like a little valve and just put things, oh boy, PSI is 23 today.
Well, that would be 2.3. That'd be close, right?
No, you'd be 3.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, 3 times.
I bet your BMI is 3.
Well, that's your talk. BMI is like a percent, so it's how much of your body weight.
Body
is
mass
fat.
Index.
Right. And that's
the BMI. That's how they test.
3. Are you kidding? 3, I'd be playing for the Packers. 3 is 3. No, it's like 30
all
is
right.
Obese.
Okay. Well, 3 is 3. 3 on a tail of 1 to scan. 1 to 10. Oh, it's the same as 30%.
I have a calculator if you guys want to give me your height and your weight.
No, okay. I don't want to do that.
Why?
Because I'm not done with my program yet. I'm working on it. I'm going to work out today. And no, no. I'll set a goal as what it's going to be in.
But we want to find out. I mean,
yeah.
somebody brought up.
No, We're going to do this.
I'll bet you my BMI is lower than yours.
When?
Now.
No, I don't want to bet
why?
It now. Because I don't want to do it now.
Why don't you want to do it now?
Because there may be, I'm not as confident as I will be in October 1st.
But you were saying right now.
Right this moment.
That John has a higher BMI than you do.
You
so
said
we want
it.
To figure this out. So I'm going to come in there. I'll give you a piece of paper.
Play. No, write I'm not
down,
playing.
Write down your height and weight and your height and weight. And then kay. I'll run it through the calculator.
All right.
You're going to lie about your weight.
No, I'm not. I swear I won't lie. I swear I won't lie. I write down my weight every day on my calendar. I could run upstairs right now and grab that and show it to you. Give me a pen. Give me a pen. Give me a pen.
Let's see here.
Give me a pen. All right. Write yours down.
What am I writing now?
Your height and your weight. All right. Here we go. And Todd, you're going to look it all up then?
Yep.
Excellent. He's going to lie, Todd. You know he's going to lie.
No, that's very accurate.
People, for people that see us and know us, who do you think? Texas, who do you think,
God,
people?
Oh, God, John. That,
what?
Don't do that to yourself.
Quick poll, people. Who do you think has the higher BMI? I think people are going to say you. Because I carry it better.
Okay. All right. Now, that's different. That's different. You do carry it better, but it's still higher.
No. All right. We'll see. Todd's going to look
this
up for us.
We're real close here, guys.
Yeah, hang on. Hang in there, folks. Here we go.
Oh, I'm not even lying about this. You guys are, your BMI, both of you, 33.7.
Both wow, of you. Exactly?
Both of you.
That's okay. Amazing.
And what is obese?
21?
No.
Obesity is 25 to 29.
All right. Yeah. Well, at least we qualify.
We are, what's that called, grossly obese?
You might be in that category. No,
we qualify.
So, Carla, thanks for the cookies.
Yeah.
33.7, both of you.
Wow.
Okay, so
that's amazing.
Fair. That's fair.
That's incredible.
Let's get a bet.
Okay.
Who's going to be at, let's have a race. Who's going to be at 25 the fastest? You
well,
do that?
25 could be 2 years from now. I mean, we're not going to be alive.
I was going to say we won't be on the air. We're not going to be alive. That hurts. Okay, we'll come up with a contest during the break.
All right.
This is a good one.
Somebody help us out on that. We got to set our quick break. We come back. We talk high school officiating. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Nina Sperano, Cody Krepwine, Stephanie Hummel. Back after this.